Tune into the sounds of dope therapy. Yeah, yeah, dope therapy.
Thank goodness you made it this time, because you're going to love this one. Really good topics we got for you this time, and even some really good music. Therapy. Let's start the show. I am Veronica Harrell, and I got two wonderful gentlemen with me right now. Who do I have? Who wants to go first?
What's good, fam? What's good, fam? Mike over there tired as hell, so I'm going to go and say hello, because he might tell y'all something real
and
quick.
That's a wonderful cake for us. Now, let's talk to, I can't say Killer Mike. Let's talk to Big Mike.
What up, world?
What up? Auntie Stephanie, she is traveling right now, doing her makeup thing and making people pretty and beautiful. And then one day she's going to come back in and grace us. grace us with her craziness, and
bringing some gifts with her,
and make us beautiful. You know, put some eyelashes on us and stuff. And
yeah, I need to look 10 years younger, man. I had a bad experience at the barbershop the other day.
Oh my god!
Yeah, my barber we rapping, getting to cut my hair. He was like, "Yo, where that big patch of gray come from?" I'm like, "What?"
Oh wow!
In the back of my head, man, it just popped up literally. I got cut 3 weeks ago and it wasn't there. And now it's there.
That's the thing. Like, once you have the gray hair and you, of course, you're going to cut your hair or whatever, trim your beard, whatever, then it's going to keep coming back. The gray's going to be like, oh, now fresh man. Patch.
Hey, bro, I don't know nothing about a barbershop.
So I had to.
That's why you stay away. Listen, he like Jay. That's why you stay away.
That day, I was like, yo, you know what? Go bald. Either go bald or I got to get the Beijing.
Over
the
gray? Super, for some gray?
Super black.
Listen, bro, man, stop it.
It was the patch was probably about golf ball
size. It is gray, bro.
It's there. You can probably see it.
It'll probably be bigger the next time.
Oh,
that's how it is.
That's what you're doing?
But it's almost.
I had to get with my whole house. I was like, yo, ain't nobody say everybody saw this patch and they ain't say nothing to me.
Shut up, fool. It's almost like, you know, I get my eyebrows waxed. Mm-hmm. When I do, then one or two little gray hairs and I'm like, oh, heck to the gnaw. So, you know, I wear makeup and mascara and stuff. But if y'all see me without my makeup, you might see a couple of gray hairs pop out and be like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be that person.
When y'all see me next week and I got the whole blacked out top.
Oh, my God.
Super black and shiny. And I'm going to get the matching beard, too.
This man turns to Jalen Rose.
Yo, thank you.
Hold on, wait. Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose got the sharpest cut in the game.
He used to.
I don't know, man. Jay, he's still killing
fake.
It.
Y'all don't think that's fake.
Oh, it's definitely fake.
Nah.
It's definitely fake, but it's on point.
Yeah, it's on point. Yeah, it's definitely, come on.
It's on point.
Bro got a graphic designer.
I'm sure, listen, hey, I'm sure you do, but it's on point.
My God.
It's on point.
And it's just so nice.
I don't know what's better.
You ain't seen
Jalen Rose's. Yeah, I've seen him. I don't know what's better. Jalen Rose's cut or Bootsy's fade. What's better?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, see? Let's put the poll out there. Who got the better cut? Bootsy's fade or Jalen Rose?
We got to put that up. We got to put that up.
Neither one can get a vote for me.
All right. Well, let me see. I think, let me just try to find, see if we still got your little theme song. Each week we're going to have a different one. So Jay's not here today. He had to take a break. He works just as much as Mike does, so he had to take a break.
Hey,
so let me find something. I think it's the same one. Here, let me see.
Hey.
See? Hey.
What are you talking about now?
Yo,
you know we stupid.
The what is he talking about now got me.
My
that's
God.
Hilarious. Was that you?
It could have been me, or it could have been somebody else. It could have been like a sexy follower.
that was a señorita.
Yeah.
That's not
true. my baby Suta.
There you go. Okay. All right. Well, of course, K Press. He's pressed about something, and it's definitely something. I tell you that. I just said Gwinnett County student races, hitting a belt, slapping another student around with a belt. And yeah, let's go ahead and let's listen to this. I'm going to let you get into it, Kay.
Accusations of racism at one Gwinnett County middle school.
The district is saying that a student was actually whipped by a classmate and called a racial slur. And now the school says that students will be disciplined. Atlanta News First, Tori Cooper is live at Gwinnett County's Louise Radloff Middle School in Duluth. Tori, what do we know?
Well, Rick, the district is saying right now that even though this all happened before spring break, they are taking this matter very seriously, and acts like this won't be tolerated.
My understanding is that some racial slurs was taking place at a middle school inside a classroom.
Gerald Rose of the New Order National
Like Uncle Leo.
Disgusted after learning about what happened at Louise Radloff Middle School. Rose claims
he's upset.
It was never reported to the principal and to the school officials. I'm very concerned about that.
On Monday, the Gwinnett County School District stated, quote, just before spring break, a student directed racial slurs at a classmate and then proceeded to hit her with a belt provided by the second student, end quote.
It's also reported that the young girl that was involved was hit by a belt as well, and she was auctioned off like a slave.
In the district's latest...
Oh, okay, I gotta stop.
Wait a minute.
Ain't nobody hitting my child. And the racial slurs and doing all of that. Okay, okay, go ahead, Kay. You done got me upset. I gotta take my blood pressure medicine. Go on, Kay.
So here's the funny part. I don't think any part of it's funny. It's just... What's deep to me is that everybody feels that they have the right to disrespect us. Because the two young men that did this... Ideally, everybody's going to automatically jump to the conclusion that they were two white young men. They were not. They were two Latin young men. She's sitting next to one. One walks into the classroom, makes reference to the first one that's sitting next to her. He says, hey, how much for that? He's like, $450. He's like, cool. I got that. He was like, yo, you're mine. He gave her a directive. She didn't comply. So my man was like, yo, take off your belt so I can handle this. Young man takes off his belt, gives it to him, and he begins to swing on her.
See, somebody, okay.
So, and then the teacher is like, ah, ha, ha, stop playing. Sit down, let's go back, let's go to, you know, take her, you know, get back to class. Nothing. She didn't report it. She just went on about business like that was normal. Can I say, without any equivocation, I lost my freedom?
All right, Mike, I'm going to let you take the floor on this one. Someone does that to your child. Someone, okay, he got to get himself together.
Okay, so,
go ahead.
Let me finish the rest of it. The only reason it was someone found out about it is because the girl texted her mom from class and let her know what happened. Yeah.
Oh, I know, Mike, you and I both, we on the same level right now. Going on.
So, I have a daughter. Okay. And if this was my daughter, it's going to be fades handed out to so many people on so many different levels. One, my wife is going to destroy that teacher. Like, he is going to rip her to shreds. Like, we probably going to have bail money already set to the side.
Absolutely.
My wife is going to tear that woman to shreds.
Absolutely.
Me, I don't hit kids. I got an 18-year-old son.
See?
But, yeah, he's still legal, so he can get in trouble. I can go find somebody their age to whoop their ass bad, real bad. Me and your father's got a problem. Like, when we have this conference, just know I'm whooping both their asses in the office. I don't care what's going on because that's some taught behavior.
Absolutely.
I don't care.
So,
like, this is one of those situations where they will say, oh no, the cooler heads will prevail. No, fuck that.
And that's
y'all can
where
bleep me out.
And that's where I feel like everything went wrong for me.
Yeah.
So when the text came through, I'd have pulled up.
Oh, no doubt.
And then when I pulled up and I walked in the classroom, all I would have said is point at him. I'd have been like, point at him. I'm like, and my last words have been like, the rest of you can leave.
Well, first and foremost, there's something wrong with my mind. Okay, I'm going to put that out there. Y'all already know that. And you know how I feel, just the children in general, but especially with my child. I probably would have, just keeping it real, probably would have drove the truck, my Jeep, into the classroom. Okay. I don't care, Mike. I'm sorry. Tire would have ended up on the child's throat, got out of the car, said, call your mama and daddy because I'm about to beat their ass too.
She's talking to a dead man.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm
yeah, that,
I'm sorry.
That
honestly, this is what,
you must be crazy.
No, yeah, because the thing is when it comes to our family, like, I think I'm going to tell you personally, I'm playing with my family.
No.
I got two jobs, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
To provide and protect my family.
And that is.
That's it.
EP. Yep.
And I do both of those very well.
Mm-hmm. Squared.
Uh-huh. Man, I feel so bad for these parents because I don't know, man, I would want to react reasonably and calm, but I know it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Especially because,
like, literally, I had to restrain my wife from a teacher that was talking slick to my son.
See? And so I feel like I really lost my shit only because I know it's two boys and my daughter. Now, maybe if it was two boys and my son, I'd have handled it differently. I'm like, yo, okay, square
up. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's different. Yeah, you know, with the boys, same thing with me. If it was a problem with the boys, nah, square up.
Yeah,
meet us here. One on one.
Touch him.
One on one. That's it.
Let's go
and
touch him.
One of y'all jump. If somebody jump into it, now I'm jumping into it. Yeah. That's it.
Touch him.
But my daughter, nah, bro.
My baby girl, boy, I don't even have one. Nah, let me tell you something.
You must be crazy.
And I don't even know if I would have hit him, like the middle school kid. I don't know if I would have hit him with my fist, but I threw him through something.
Shook the shit out of his ass.
Shaking baby syndrome.
Rattled his fucking brain.
I would have just broke him in half. I want to hear it click.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear it click.
You probably would strangle him to death. But what you can say is that the principal, once she found out about it, she suspended both the kids. She called the cops. She filed a report. She did a whole, she made sure she had, and she sent letters out to every student in the school. She took care of business.
Kudos to her.
Oh, yeah. Because she would have been the victim, too, if she had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. Yep. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
She did what she was supposed to do.
The teacher needed to be fired immediately.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
But, you know, I guess for me, my daughter is so crazy. If he would have pulled out that belt, she probably would have took the belt from him and ended up whipping him.
Yeah.
You know,
but there's two boys.
That's more fun.
Now I got to teach Michaela how to take a belt from somebody and wrap it around her hand
and
put the buckle on the outside and start beating ass.
Yes.
Hey, bro.
Yes.
I think every girl should learn Krav Maga.
Yep, I agree.
Yes.
100%.
You know,
some sort of self-defense.
Yes,
no matter what
I agree. I totally agree. You know, I mean, you've got to get to that point. And this is so funny because Kay and I were just talking about this before the show started, and I was like, I'm just so thankful that I don't have a child that is, you know, in high school or middle school or anything. And I feel for you parents like yourself that you got to worry about some crap like this. You know, I mean, of course, back in the day, we all went through things, we fought with bullied or dealt stuff like that. But I just feel like on this level, it's just out of control. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So it's funny, we did have this conversation, and this is, V feels like this is like, I feel like this happened. Well, I don't know about the racial thing, because in my neighborhood, you wouldn't survive. But this nonsense and the fighting and so forth, that happened when we were growing up. The reason I'm happy I don't have a child in a school today is because of the fools and these new fads.
So we're going to see a resurgence. Yeah. It ain't went nowhere, but we're going to see a resurgence of a bunch of like racial stuff. Because it's like the top, it's the main topic in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it is sad because I have a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got to go through the whole K-12 process now. And at some point in her life, she's going to experience some BS dealing with racism.
Yeah.
Especially living in the South.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And it's sad.
Again, the two of you on the same topic, I'm on a different one. I would be afraid. I think at some point, they're going to have to put bulletproof doors on every, reinforced doors on every classroom.
Yeah.
Because all these sickos are, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is
all that too,
is that they're making it like, almost like it's a popular thing for these fools to go into schools and shoot.
Yeah.
It's a coward's move though.
Completely.
It's a coward's move.
Completely.
So you only notice that these mass shootings happen in areas where they know there's no gun? Where only happens. Only happens with people where they know there's not going to be anyone with a gun. Think about it.
You mean in the school, like when they go into the school? Yeah, they know
churches,
that they're young. Yeah, they know that they're.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about it. I mean, just think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a whole nother topic.
That's a whole nother topic.
But you know what? I guess that's funny because, like, growing up in my, you know, in my neighborhood, we had we had cops in school.
In school, we did too.
Yeah,
we did too.
Like they do now, but it's only one of them. Most of the time, they don't even be in the building. They'll just park the cop car in front of the building.
No, bro.
But they need to have them in there. Like I'm an advocate for having the school resource officer. You know what I mean? And being present, especially in this day we're living in, is crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what else is crazy?
Oh, Mike, no.
This is your boy.
Hell no.
This is Mike's boy. This is his boy. I think he said, yeah, this is his boy.
Listen, don't associate me.
That's not okay.
Transition alert. Transition alert. What's up with your boy Dalai Lama? I just, you know, them being just... We got all right. Let's just
predators, man.
Yeah.
I was like a little bit disappointed too.
I was. Me too.
I was super disappointed.
Me too. You know what's funny?
How am I? I'm the probably the only person who's like, yeah.
I knew it. I knew it all the time. I knew he was a little nasty, but I knew he was a little, all right, fools, let's listen to this. Let's listen to this.
To India now, where the Dalai Lama has apologized after a video showing him kissing a young boy triggered backlash on social media. It happened at an event in northern India in February. The Dalai Lama's office says His Holiness, quote, regrets the incident. Vedika Sood joins us now live from New Delhi. I think, Vedika, anybody that's read the Book of Joy with Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who knows that the Dalai Lama can be a joker. But I think there's no surprise that this has caused outrage, consternation all across the internet and beyond.
And severe backlash for the 14th Dalai Lama as well, Julia. People have called it outrageous. They've called it inappropriate across social media after that clip emerged Sunday evening local time here in India. I want to take you through the sequence of events, and I want to make it very clear that it's extremely disturbing for our viewers to actually watch that interaction between the minor boy and the Dalai Lama in northern India. Now, this incident dates back to February this year, and what we can see in the video is the boy going up to the Dalai Lama and asking for a hug. The Dalai Lama then calls him on stage, invites him on stage, and also asks him to give him a kiss on the cheek along with that hug, and the boy obliges. Moments later, you see the Dalai Lama then asking him to kiss him on his mouth. And then he brings in the boy's chin, and he kisses the boy on the mouth. Now, this is disturbing enough. And then seconds later, the Dalai Lama asks the boy to actually go ahead and also suck his tongue.
Okay.
Okay. I was about to say, I thought she was going to leave that out. Like, well,
she was so uncomfortable.
No.
Yeah, she really was.
That's why I was like, I wanted to all play out. What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
Man.
What is this? I mean, did he think he was alone?
Listen,
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
But at one point, they were saying, oh, no, it's a cultural thing. No.
No,
it's not.
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah, these people are trying to validate bullshit is crazy.
He's a jokester.
No, that's not a goddamn joke.
He got paws put
again,
on.
Again, Dalai Lama. You'd have caught the fade, bro.
And how old is this guy? How old is he?
Man.
He's got to be in his...
In the 90s?
At least.
I mean,
I want to say at least mid-80s.
He an old freak.
Look it up. We'll see.
He an old freak.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. Like, that is disgusting.
Wow. And I was so disappointed.
Yes.
I was like, wow.
Yes.
Because my thing is I'm a fan of different cultures and their religious beliefs and things like that. And just through my minor research, a lot of our religions, they all share the same story, just different names.
Mm-hmm.
a lot of them, all of these religions, they have the same story, just different names.
Yeah.
I mean, so I study it just on my own time. It's my own personal journey. In the Dalai Lama was one of the people. I was like, oh yeah, he gives a lot of wisdom, mm-hmm. a lot of philosophy and stuff mm-hmm. like that. But that was disappointing, man. That was wow.
Hey man, I mean, listen, no different than Gandhi. I know you. You've heard.
I've heard
the backstory on Gandhi.
When you make
a human being, look at him,
like
idolize
a
him a god, like a god. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. there becomes a problem.
Yeah, big time.
You know what I mean,
big time.
Yeah. So I mean, that's indicative.
But I mean, if you start looking back in the textbooks and the ancient texts and stuff, a lot of these people they worship as gods and holy people were into some crazy stuff.
Yes.
They exploit it.
That's why I say a lot of this stuff is not new.
It's not new at all.
It's just new. Now we have cameras and we can actually see what's going on.
And them sure mics.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Now, do you think that he could recover from this or?
Let me tell you why I'm on the fence about the recovery, because you have some people who are so diehard religious.
There you go. Yeah. Say it again.
That is true.
I mean, you just heard it right there.
That is true. Almost like in the cults. You know, cults, a cult. And they'll just, be like, oh, just, I need to sleep with your four-year-old. Just, and they're like, yeah.
Right, exactly. But just look at how we operate here in the U.S. How many pastors have we seen do some foul stuff?
They just finished still
following them faithfully.
Yeah. Boom.
Perfect example, Creflo Dollar.
Oh, my God.
We all know about Creflo Dollar. He got a new church over in Gwinnett County.
I was literally driving past,
and I was like, yo, he got another church? Like, how did that happen?
Hey, we not going to.
Eddie Long, all of them. Like, yo, it's just people will follow them faithfully. So
we ain't going to even go into that one right now.
They're going to be waiting in the parking lot for
us. I'm just saying.
Creflo Dollar, of course, a pastor here in Atlanta.
I'm sorry, V. I didn't mean to talk bad about your church.
No, that's not my church, buddy. Yo, I think that's K's or something. I don't know, but no, that ain't my church, buddy. No. No. Okay, just
nah. See, I don't give no pastor my tax returns.
Listen, man, my connection with God, I don't need a middleman. I don't need a middleman.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I feel like certain things that I do to help people out. Uh-huh. That's like my charitable.
Absolutely.
You to the church. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to, and I'm not saying all pastors are like that, because I believe that we have some good ones out there. But I'm not trying to help you take a trip to the Bahamas or get a Rolls Royce.
I'm not funding your Rolls Royce. I'm driving a Kia. Exactly.
I'm not doing that. So, you know, God knows your heart. That's what my mother used to always tell me.
There you go.
So I don't get that. But like what you said, some people, they don't care.
I mean, listen, my mom used to say charity start at home.
Exactly.
School saying right
but
there.
That's old school, yes.
It really is.
It is, but it's the truth still to this day.
Last week, didn't the Catholic Church just apologize and settle again? Another
one.
You know what? And I'm just
continuously
going,
this keeps happening. Like at some point, like what was up? And again, please, people, we're not knocking nobody's religion. You believe in what you believe in, and I respect it 100%. But you know,
just stating facts.
Everything ain't always peachy king around here.
No.
A lot of stuff going on.
You need to put your faith in God.
Absolutely,
the real God. The real one,
There's only one. I don't know. It's only one, whether it be man, woman, you can call him, her, whatever you want, but there's only one.
Yes. All right.
You know, it's a topic I don't even want to touch on. I'm done.
What? All right, well, we're going to do a transition.
Get a nice glass of water.
No, not that one yet. Transition alert. I'm sorry. I just had to add this in here.
Are you fucking with me?
Okay, the Fry Festival. Mike knows more about
the Fire Festival.
Fire. Listen, see, I said it.
Put some respect on our festival.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean? What is going on?
We back, baby.
What is it?
Michael, give us some clarity. What is going on with this Fire Festival?
Listen.
Okay, we know a couple of years ago. Remember, they even had a thing on Netflix about it.
It was a whole, that's how I found out about it.
Right, okay. Exactly. So This guy, Billy McFarlane.
Yes.
Just got out of prison.
Just got out of prison.
Fresh out the bing.
The thing is, it was him and also Ja Rule.
So
Ja Rule was an investor.
Ja Rule was an investor.
And a couple of other people said
it. There's a few other people.
So they had, and I mean, the ads are still up. They had the ads like saying, I forget exactly what island it was going to be on. But, it was pictures like this Fire Festival. We're going to have all these great artists out here. Jay-Z, Taylor Swift, all these other great people. And then we're going to have all these models and people. The Kardashians are coming through. You're going to be staying in a luxurious resort. All of this. It was beautiful. The package that they put together and they put on YouTube. So these folks get there, nothing. Okay. The island was just like a piece of, just keep it real, wish they hole. They had tents that they were staying in, and then they had no food. It was just like little sandwiches or, you know, I don't know, fishies or things like, it was a mess.
They had some fake caprese salads.
Yeah, it was a mess.
It was like lettuce and cheese. It was terrible.
The government had to go in and rescue these people. The government had to go in and rescue these people because they were deserted on this island. And they were were starving. They were nasty. Bad things started happening. Like, you know, what we talked about before, Kevin, that can sometimes happen at a festival. Those things.
Listen. Yeah. I don't remember what we were talking about.
You know what we were talking about off air. But listen, so the guy, Ja Rule almost basically, he almost got cancer.
Yeah, he almost got cancer. Ain't like he was already super popping
right,
like that.
Exactly.
But he had a nice little fame like that almost got him completely out of the game.
Yeah, so he got out of it, the investors. So they put this guy, Billy McFarland, they put him in prison. He's a convicted felon. This dude gets out and he's like, oh no, the Fyre Festival's coming back.
Let's do it.
Let's do it again. This time it's going to be good. And the thing is, people are excited about it.
Yo, it's crazy.
It's trending on Twitter and people are like, oh, this is amazing. This is great. We're about to do this again. And I'm thinking to myself, again, I guess what we were just talking about with the followers. Are you fucking with me? You know, what is wrong? I don't understand this.
You're not going to the festival?
I'm not going to the festival.
I'm going.
Big Mike's going.
I'm going.
The thing is, he was going to go before. But his plane, something happened with the plane. It got diverted something
some
like
that. Mechanical issues.
There you go.
Had to be diverted.
There you go.
I mean,
we could go and have a dope therapy party there if you want to, Kay. But I think Kay would probably try to do something very violent.
I'm going
to
do mine remotely.
I'm going to do a remote through Skype.
Bruh.
You have a Skype party at your crib.
Bruh.
I think that's a great idea. I think people should do that.
I'm going to have to attend remotely, dog.
Yep.
Y'all let me know how the experience went. The bed bugs.
That was crazy. Absolutely crazy. I mean, like I said, those people were living in tents. They had nowhere to go to the bathroom.
So let me tell you this.
Yes.
So that festival goes to show you the power of social media, because that's where his campaign was all on social. It was on YouTube, Instagram. It was everywhere on social media. And it grew so big.
Hustle game.
It got to the point like he owes people like what, $25 million?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Like $25 million he has to pay back to people. Because literally, you got to understand, festivals are huge. That's like the new big thing. Like a festival, like we don't do concerts no more. We do festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And it was mostly EDM festivals. So it wasn't like no Jay-Z's, nothing like that. It was like an EDM festival. And I can't remember. I was trying to look up exactly where the island was, but it was in some remote location.
So listen, people.
It had a small population, and those people are like devastated because they said it was so many people there, and they had to use up resources for the small little island they were living on to try to help these people and get them back home. It was terrible.
Listen, I got everybody. I'm gonna rent out, you know, a small little island, like Jekyll Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon's Island.
We gonna have us a little techno party. You know what I'm saying? Each ticket's like $5,000.
And that was another thing. People paid good money for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the whole thing. It was supposed to be like an exclusive an exclusive thing. So it wasn't for everybody. They were like really targeting people who have money.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, so your average Joe wasn't going to make it to this festival because, one, you got to fly out to the island.
Invitation only.
It was almost like that. So they were like really trying to get those big, like, high influencers with the bread. Bro, it was terrible.
Invitation only.
They got out there. Yeah, the food was scarce.
Yes.
The tent situation was bad. Yeah, it was bad, man. The documentary was like, it was eye-opening. It was like, yo.
And like I said, I felt sorry for those idiots.
I'd have been pissed.
Yes,
it was crazy, but their campaign was fire festival.
But for someone to get off the airplane and then stay after seeing your accommodations makes you a fool.
But you gotta understand when you go to a festival and stuff, everything is paid for up front. It ain't like you paying. I'm gonna pay to get there, and then when I get to the airport, I'm pay. Bro, we talking about $1,000s.
So let me
getting money like you, bro. We just can't hop on planes and private jets and just fly out.
But the thing is, it was a private
on an island.
No, the thing is, it was a private island.
Yeah,
I don't
it's one
think
way in, one
able,
way out.
Yeah,
so
I
it wasn't
think
like
they were
yeah.
able to get out. Yeah.
It was like a remote island. It wasn't like some like a Turks and Caicos or something. No, it was like some remote island.
Yep. And that phone service, they didn't have good phone service.
They ain't even had the infrastructure to support all those people.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, bad, bro.
And these people were like, on the island, was like, where y'all come from?
Right.
Why are you here?
Yeah, yes. Like the natives were like, what the? Yeah, it was bad. Yeah.
Yo, y'all better smoke signal me a way up off this.
Bad, man.
Man, y'all playing.
Like the thing is the people.
Let me see if I can find it.
The
so
people
okay.
who, the Billy and whoever else part of his team, they weren't even on the island. They weren't even there.
Nope.
Because things started falling apart at the last minute, and they just couldn't. It was at this point, it was too late. It was too late.
Yeah, I'm at that. I'm at call Aquaman. We were right out of the dolphins.
Look. Let me play it. Let me play it. See if I can even get some sound with this. That was the original.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, buddy. You got
right?
me too.
I gotta post this up on the page.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
You got me too.
See, now you see what
right.
I'm saying?
And the thing is
yes.
the campaign was it was everywhere. Yep. It was on YouTube, Instagram, yep. Twitter. And he had multiple different promos.
I'd have had my tickets.
With the festival scene popping the way it is right now, like Burning Man, sure. Coachella,
oh, yeah, definitely.
And all these other like Wonderland and all this other stuff. Yeah, yeah, so yeah. everyone was like, yo, this is a new one.
Yeah.
And it's on an exclusive island?
And why would you think
and
they
would
And
it's like, invite only?
Could have caught me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
And the day and age we living in now, people want exclusivity. They want it.
I would have been on the hook.
Yep, mad people jumped in.
And it looks good,
and then
it
had, and I don't think, like, Ja Rule's name was like, oh, Ja Rule, presented to you by Ja Rule. Nah, mm-mm. I think people found out eventually, like, yo, he had some big name investors in. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, yeah, this is real. Let's do it. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I mean, enough said. Look, I can't even say anything. That advertisement.
Yeah, it's right.
I'm saying it was good, wasn't
right?
it?
Right. Hey, marketing is everything.
Amen to that.
Listen, the power of social media.
Yes.
Man.
Amen.
And that's exactly what that goes to show you. Marketing on social media is huge.
Oh, yeah. Amen to that.
It's so big that the festival never happened. It never happened. You know what I mean?
And we're
not. And the thing is, it's not like they got to the island and they were just like, yo, what's going on? There's nothing there. No, they hadn't set up. He had a setup, but no artists were there. Not enough food, and the food that they provided was some basic ish. It was tacos and some crazy
like sandwiches
salad.
And stuff.
Yeah,
but
basic.
There wasn't a hotel though, because that's why they
no
set
hotel,
up the tents.
They had the tents.
Yeah, that's why they had tents for them. Yeah,
uh-huh. They were trying to do like some Burning Man stuff. That's how you doing Burning Man. You
so how long did the dude do in jail?
Four years.
4 years. He was sitting for six.
4 years, and he got to pay that money back.
So that's why he's trying to do another festival.
What's that, $26 million?
And if he don't?
Well, you know.
I mean, he already did his 4 years.
He did his 4 years. I guess they can put a lien on everything he got.
I guess, I think he was sentenced to six, did four. So if he doesn't, if he violates his parole, he might
have to
serve
that back in the last two.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
Maybe.
But he's not going to do that.
So do you think?
You want to know why? Because Fyre Festival 2 is coming.
Absolutely.
Fyre Festival 2 is coming.
He wanted to make a cool 40 mil.
And a whole dope therapy crew is going to be there, too.
We're going to be there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, we're going to be casting live. Casting live.
Zoom me in.
I love you.
Fyre Festival 2.
Yeah.
How are we doing this? Zoom?
No, buddy.
Nah, we're going to be there live in person.
You saw all the beautiful models and stuff, Kay?
Did you see that?
And the beautiful water and
sand. Did you see the boat? You see the cigarette boat?
Oh my God. White sand.
Yeah.
But I can read. It was awesome.
It wasn't a hustle. It just things fell apart. It happens.
Yeah. Okay.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's like when we plan for a big barbecue and it start raining out of nowhere.
Oh no, I'm still grilling,
just
buddy.
Like that.
I'm still grilling. What
you
are you talking
would.
About?
Yeah, tents, but you know, the canopy is blowing over the place, so we got to kind of scrape everything up and bring
it to the house. Bro, it moves to the house.
Yeah, so Fyre Festival was like that. They just couldn't move it to a house because it was a small island, so
it
was just like,
tents.
Eh.
Yeah, they had to move to
tents. I'm good. Y'all can keep y'all tsunamis and
no, we're going. People, don't listen to Kev. He will be in
he
the
He will
building.
Be there. He will be
we
there.
We will be casting live
yes.
from Fyre Festival
yes.
to Island.
Yes.
That's what it's going to be called.
I love it.
Live
I love it. The dope. Therapies in
the
house.
The musical lineup is to be determined.
But it's going to be some big people, I'm telling you, man.
It might be Ja. We might have Ja Rule.
Yeah. Oh, I
mean,
it.
Was you trying to get people to come or say it on?
Well, you know, he was. They threw Ja Rule's number long enough. They got to bring him.
Yeah, bring Ashanti. Bring her out. You know,
she not pulling in nobody.
Call and always on time.
Nah, listen, the way Ashanti looking, she'll pull me in. I'm going. Let's go.
She does look nice. New music out too.
Listen, she looking good, man.
Bro, Kay, have you seen her lately?
Listen, if. What always was on that advertisement always doesn't pull me in. Ashanti's not pulling me in. I'm sorry, Jesus Christ!
She's gonna pull me in, bro. I'm sorry.
You got
well, okay,
it.
Okay. Before Mike get himself in
you
trouble. Let's go on to the another one. I just thought this was just so freaking hilarious.
Hilarious?
Yes. Painful and hilarious.
Y'all dumb.
Nah, he dumb.
Listen, we are not gonna kink shame this man. That's his thing. Let him do his thing.
Yeah. Well, apparently.
You would say that because you're just nasty, too.
I'm touching that one. That's between y'all. I'm not touching that one. So
everybody just nasty in this damn room, man.
You got to keep it spicy. You know what I mean?
Let's see if he's going to do it. A 47-year-old man had to have a shot glass removed from his, rectum. The thing is that he's married.
Ass shots.
And when it happened, that's a good one.
That's a good one, Kevin.
When it happened, he was so embarrassed that he actually kept it stuck up his for 3 days. But it was just so, I guess he thought that he was going to be able to push it out. That didn't happen. So then he had to go to the doctor and they removed it and stuff. But he said the reason why he did do that is something that, you know, Mike, you said you enjoy doing, you know, because he wanted to pleasure himself. You know, wow. So he stuck a shot glass up his, you know, Mike. And it got stuck. You can't push it. You know, Kay was saying this earlier. You can't push it all the way in. Maybe what just go.
Hold on. Yeah, y'all play. See? Yo, you know what? I don't know why.
Let me say something. So, people, y'all have listened to this show long enough to know not to listen to a goddamn thing that Veronica says, okay?
The look on his face.
And I feel as though y'all have listened to me enough to know, that ain't happening. Yeah, I'm into some free stuff. I ain't that goddamn freaky. I'm good. My ass is off limits. I'm good. I'm cool.
I agree.
Hey, if that's your thing, to each his own. I'm not knocking you. Do what makes you happy, but just know.
Why do women find that?
That's crazy. Yeah, what is up with that?
I just don't understand.
It be the women always trying to touch on a man's ass and play with it. What are you doing? Stop. No.
Okay.
That tells y'all what y'all playing.
Y'all disgusting.
Let me put this disclaimer out right now.
Don't
get sensitive now. Y'all ain't throwing out shady
backtrack.
Yeah.
Not interested in anything like that. I am old school. It's one way in, one way out. I am not. I love my husband. But because y'all making me angry.
What happened? Whoa.
It was okay when you was playing around.
Hold on, wait. Right.
I don't want Jalen. Look, I don't want Jalen.
What's that old saying? A hit dog gonna do what?
Holla.
I don't want Jalen looking, you know, listening to this and like, you want to do what with my ass? Like, no, baby. Let's keep it old school. I'm not trying to put anything up here. You
weren't keeping it old school 5 seconds ago.
Listen, Jalen would kill me.
I know.
All I would hear is the gut.
Like,
I love you, baby.
To death do us part.
Exactly. Trying to figure out kind of way to hide the body.
Yeah, man.
That would be over with. But no, I'm like Mike. I'm into some freaky stuff. I like keeping it exciting in the bedroom. Nothing. Ain't nobody. Nah, bruh.
I ain't trying it. I don't want to talk about it. No.
No. And you know how painful that is?
No.
I don't know. I don't know. You trying to trick us or stop it? Apparently you know. Shit, the only thing I know is if I'm backed up or something and I'm sitting on that throne and it's like, Lord, please get me through this. Lord, please get me through this.
See, that's the thing. I mean, we've all been in that situation where, we're sitting on the throne and we're just like, we're just, going through some pain. I couldn't even imagine. Man, are you out of your mind?
Again, if that's your thing, hey, I'm not, do your thing.
And the poor guy was constipated for days.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. Yeah, see, he let his wife talk him into some dumb dish. I'm cool.
You're making some assumptions.
I know what he was going. Okay, maybe we should move on.
Well, it said something about his wife.
I know what he was going to say. Huh? I know what this fool was going to get into. What? I'm looking at you.
I'm done.
Mike, no. Mike?
Yeah, I'm done.
Mike?
Yeah,
I don't know. Mike? Never mind.
Nope. It's K Press. Let me back up.
I'm about to say, I'm Mike. Done. Mike, we're going to get canceled.
Let me back it up.
Yes.
Yeah,
such yes. Yeah, man. That
7,100 shares, 633 comments.
Listen, man. People's into some. Listen, again, I don't kink shame nobody. Whatever you like, you like.
But, oh, goodness. Nah. But just don't get it stuck. That's all I say.
Mike is not a fan of the ass play.
No.
It says cases are growing particularly quickly among men. Oh, damn.
Okay. That's crazy. I think once.
Oh, my goodness.
Nah.
Freaking of the
Find about 400 foreign objects. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
From English.
Tons of stories, man. If you start looking up stories.
This year.
Wow. I mean, it's only freaking April. Oh my freak. Oh, my gosh.
I'm
How many days in a year?
Look.
Damn, bro, y'all bored out there, huh? God.
Will you stop it?
Whoa.
Oh, my God. All right.
How many fatalities?
I don't know, man.
Oh, God.
Could you imagine
that? I think there was a story of a dude that had a Matchbox car up there.
A Matchbox car?
It wasn't surprising me. A whole Voltron.
I'd have had to kill whoever did that. A Voltron?
Oh, God.
I mean, I don't even think it would come out.
They got to surgically remove that.
Oh, my God. We need help.
I guess each line could break apart, dude.
Man.
Wow.
They could disassemble.
Wow.
Is it a Voltron? Like, whoa, what?
Wow. And like, you can try it. That's the thing. Oh, God.
That's a lot of goddamn lube. God damn.
Ooh, okay, stop.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
The doctor
made reference. She was like, during an examination, his mood and his disposition was normal. His behavior patterns were normal.
That's not the first time he's talking about that.
This is like round 32.
But see, the thing is, just for him to sit around the house for 3 days, just thinking, oh, well, maybe it'll move itself out. Maybe if I do it this way or do it.
Let me tell you something.
We need to get on to something.
At some point in our life, everybody in this room has been backed up. I can't go one day being backed up. You know what I'm saying?
Before
I start getting the milk of magnesia and all, I need to get it out. My man walked around with a shot glass.
That's what I'm saying, for 3 days.
In his ass for 3 days.
3 days.
Wait. But I guess y'all failed to read this, because it said the first attempts failed to get it out. It was like, they had to get graphic with it. Like, we laid him flat on his back and threw his legs in the air.
What's going on? Let's get out of here. Listen, I'm checking my phone.
Hold on.
That might have been
a good day for him, though, Sam. That might have been a good day for him. Now that he think about it, he was like, shit, I might do this again.
That's why he waited so long, because he knew what they were trying to do.
Wow, that's crazy.
This article is sick on something.
We can go straight down the rabbit hole on this one.
No.
Straight down the rabbit hole.
That's why I'm trying to stop us. Oh, man, but I'm almost 100%
sure that it's not his first time sticking some foreign object.
Deodorant containers?
Deodorant container?
Beer bottles? Sodas?
a soda can. Get out of here.
Rubber objects, bones,
shut
and
up,
batteries.
Listen. I can see with the batteries.
What?
No, because they're smaller and they can fit. But come on, soda can? How big is your, you know, okay.
A deodorant container. Come on, bro.
How big is your egg? Okay.
Try and get it fresh.
They actually have.
Yo, I'm telling you.
They have deodorant down for that. Do you know, have you seen the commercials?
Okay. You know too much. Y'all okay. Doing too much.
Deodorant for what?
For your backside.
Oh, yeah. They've been had that.
Well, I had Christ. Never. I'm sorry, Mike. I never heard of it, so I don't.
Yeah, they got all types of it.
Yeah.
Yo, this costing taxpayers $340,000.
Yo, y'all need to stop sticking shit in your ass, all right?
And on that
a
note,
year?
On that note, we gonna move on. I want some therapy.
Now, every time you look at your stub and see the taxes taken out, you gotta think about that.
Somebody
we always stop sticking y'all stuff in your ass if you don't want to pay that much taxes.
Yo, I would have got a better insane. Refund.
But yo, bro, people into some crazy stuff, man.
All right, Mike, we go get off this subject. I want to swim through my stream. Okay, I'm gonna turn his mic off. All right, Mike, let's swim through my streams with an artist, Jazz. I like her. I like the name, as you know, like my
absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely, yeah,
I like the
absolutely.
Name, Jazz.
So our spotlight was swim through my streams. This
I know
week.
After that.
I know. I'm like a little thrown off.
You know what? You know what? Here, I was gonna say, maybe here. I'm gonna play a piece of her song.
Play,
I think this will kind of calm us down a little bit.
I guess you won. Yeah, you showed me. Told me things that you don't mean all the time. Fuck that girl, she don't know me. I had you more than I had myself. Try to be your friend, try to be your girl. Tired of being mad, tired of playing in your world. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not the one. Trying to give it time, all my life it is done. So say it's over, we're getting older. Don't leave me wanting, don't leave me hurting.
All right. I think we all smooth.
That's all super dope.
Yeah, and it's called therapy, and I think that's what we need. We are dope therapy but we also need
hold on,
therapy.
Listen, so I like this song. First of all, the artist's name is Jazz Karras. I believe she's from UK.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she's from the UK.
Okay,
so...
Mike, okay, don't take it back,
it doesn't, so no, yeah, like, because you know, she went to South London and Brit School, one of those schools over there, so I don't really see too many people leaving here to go over there to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming she's from the UK. But the song is dope. You can definitely hear, it does have, to me, I kind of get that old, you know, late 90s, early 2000s R&B feel from it. But it makes sense because you said a lot of her influences are Erykah Badu, the late great Amy Winehouse, God rest her soul, Alicia Keys, Miguel. Like, you don't see a lot of people referencing Miguel.
Yeah.
Miguel is an awesome artist.
He's dope.
Awesome artist. So she gets a lot of her inspiration from them. And you can hear it in this track. I like therapy because I feel as though my interpretation of the song is she's saying, you know, I'm tired of therapy. So I always say this, you know, this is our new disclaimer. We are not professionals.
Say it.
We're not professionals.
We're not
therapists. You know what I mean? Yeah, we're professional. We're not professional therapists. We don't have any licenses at all.
Mm-mm.
Now, if you need serious help, we recommend you go find a licensed professional. I mean, we give great advice. We do. So if you want to listen to us, please do so. We give amazing advice. But a professional therapist is always going to tell you to take the high road.
Oh, yeah.
If you come to dope therapy, we're going to say, fuck that. Being petty is part of the therapeutic process.
Yes, yes, yes. Drive a Jeep through the
exactly,
school.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We're going to tell you, don't take the high road. Be petty.
Yeah.
Be petty and then heal after being petty. It's part of the therapeutic process. And that's pretty much what she's explaining. Yo, I'm tired. I'm tired of talking. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of therapy.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
What I'm going through.
I'm not
gonna
lie to you. You can hear the emphasis on her words.
Yeah. It's dope.
I mean, she can sing.
That's real life.
She got.
Oh, yeah, she got beautiful.
Beautiful voices.
And she's a beautiful girl.
Voice is dope. Beat is dope.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. Like.
Yeah.
When she said,
"Fuck her."
Yeah,
it was produced by a group called the Prodigal Sons out of California.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
I'm about to listen to some more of her music.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I want you to swim through her streams. Yes.
You know what I mean? Her latest EP is called The Wilderness, and you can find her music on all the streaming platforms. I was listening on
Tidal. You said The Wilderness?
The Wilderness.
The okay. Wilderness. The Wilderness. Yeah. The Wilderness.
Dope. It's dope.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Well, then we're going to move on to the Dope Doll. We're going to play that song at the end of the show. And we want you guys to swim through her streams because she is definitely one of us. She's Absolutely. Dope therapy. Absolutely.
Yo,
yeah, I like that.
Be petty. Yeah. It's okay to be petty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's dope therapy.
It's okay to be fed up.
What's up?
If she wasn't so good, I was so tempted because I heard the UK. Like I know.
Yeah, I was about to turn your mic off.
I know.
I much love for you, but yeah, that mic was about to go
UK
off.
Girls, man. Something about them. It's the accent for me.
I love
the accent.
Yeah, she can sing. I'm going to keep the rest of it to myself.
Okay, so Dope Doll. Okay, Mike. So anyway, Big Mike.
Tough crowd.
So, I know.
Tough crowd.
I know, what? Big Mike. So anyway. So let me just, I'm just going to turn this way. So anyways, Big Mike. So Dope Doll, you know, we always have something bad to say, and I'm talking about everyone.
Yep.
We can always come up with, oh, I'm not that. So just name one thing you like about yourself.
One thing I like about myself is my ability to navigate in any type of environment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Adapt and move accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I like to accredit that to a lot of my upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Being an inner city child, mm-hmm. it teaches you some things that you carry on in life. Oh, my situational awareness is crazy. Like, it's just something, it's in me at all times,
mm-hmm.
and it allows me to, wherever I am, adapt to that environment and move accordingly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it as a negative, like something bad is going to happen. No, it's a positive for me. It's Absolutely. For anything. It helps me interact with different types of people. Mm-hmm. It helps my understanding. It helps my reasoning. It helps my logic. And that's one thing that I really, really like about myself.
Okay. What about you, Kay?
Mm.
I know there's a whole list.
Wow. Damn it.
Go ahead and pull the scroll out, Kev. Go ahead.
Nah, real talk. I think it's my loyal dog syndrome. It's a plus. It's a positive and a negative.
Mm-hmm,
but I've learned how to manage the negative aspect of it. But yeah, I think loyalty is big because for me, growing up was such a rarity. So it means a lot to me. Yeah,
I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Especially on I like to call it a gift and a curse.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one, loyalty is very, 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 it's in low commodities right now.
Yes.
Low commodities. Yeah, but so I tend to show loyalty to people who wind up not being loyal to me.
Can we get an amen?
You know what I mean?
I need to play some chess.
It's just who I am. It's built into me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yep. If you show me a level of respect and I rock with you, I'm going to be loyal. Yeah,
my word's my bond.
I tend to just give my loyalty to the wrong people.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And then you regret it later on.
You regret it big time.
Oh, yeah.
You regret it big time. You kind of put you in that shell of, you know what, F that. Mm-hmm. But I can't be like, this is, you know what I mean?
It's
not a good way to live life.
It's not.
It's not.
And I've done it for quite a long time, but I've come out that I've learned how to manage it. My MRV is what helps me manage it.
Yeah.
So I'm cool.
My big thing now is, and I've been saying this a lot, is I let people be who they are.
Absolutely.
I let them be who they are. And I'm not going to try to change you or be like, you know what? Let me give them another change. Yeah. Nah, you're going to show me who you are from the jump, and I'm going to let you be who you are. That's it.
I can't lie, man. And Kevin Gates.
Shout out to Kevin Gates. That boy be dropping. He be dropping gems.
He does. He's sick as he.
Yeah, my boy touched.
Yo, Kevin Gates. That's my boy. That's my boy.
Yeah, but he drops gems. Like when Kat said, you know, when you paint me a picture, you ain't got to paint me another picture.
Yeah,
and that's facts. Period. Like if once you paint me a picture, I'm good.
Yeah, and I don't got no ill will towards you. Just what it is.
You are who you are. I am, and I can't mess with you.
That's it.
I'm good with that.
And Kevin Gates is a rapper.
Yes.
So our audience, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been around for a bit. And, you know, just kind of, you know, chipping off of what y'all saying, I think what I like about myself is my ability to let someone go. If you, you know, like what you said, no, if you showed me how you are, I'm able to close that door and close it. And now, back in the day, I think I had shared that story with y'all, how it hurt. Well, that's the old Ronnie.
But that comes with that comes with maturity, though. That comes with time. Because we've all been there in our life in our younger years. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You've seen something wrong, but you was like, no, maybe it's me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm overthinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the age we are now, no.
You know what? You better than me. Because there's been a couple that I let go, and I'm like, damn. You know what I mean?
Now, are we like, talking I'm not about women, or are we talking about, because you I'm know what you.
Yeah. So it's funny. Like, y'all see things differently than me. Any woman that I date is my friend. Like, if that's my woman, she's my friend. And if I had to let her go, then that's, I'm letting go of a friend. You dig? Like, so, like, I don't shack up with no chick that I don't consider a friend. She got to be a friend first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
I mean, that's how it starts. Yeah. That's how it starts. Even when you're in a relationship, it's supposed to be a friendship.
Because, I mean, and that's how I see a lot of people, they treat their woman differently than they treat their friends.
Like folding tables?
I almost spit my water.
I had to throw that in there, right?
Check out our last episode, y'all will understand.
Let me stop before she starts texting me.
Getting at me. That was hilarious. Please check out the last episode. Treat her like a folding table.
Yeah, it don't work that way. Yeah, I'm done. I'm sliding out.
Okay, can you bring her on the show? I think she needs therapy.
I don't know, man. That might be a heated episode.
One of the best shows.
they both be here fussing at each other in Spanish. That'll be some funny stuff right there.
I'm easy, man. I don't do it.
Listen, man, you don't want to bring no spicy Latina up here. No, man. She would be letting Kev have it. We'd just be sitting here like,
I know, that's what I said.
Wow.
Oh, please, please do that.
What were you saying, V?
I don't even remember.
I don't know, man.
You like letting people go?
But nah, man. But that's real, though, man. That's you just gotta let people be who they are.
Absolutely.
You know? Exactly. And then people, you know, God will bring the right people in your life.
Big time.
Yeah, I guess when you're ready, because I don't know. I mean, I'm sitting over here 40.
They're there. Maybe you don't see it yet. They there, though.
Are you talking about a friend or, you know what, maybe the person is around you, but you just don't see them like that. That could be possible. What you think, Mike?
I mean, I just said that. They probably around. Probably don't see it yet.
Jayla and I, we were around each other, you know, because our cousins dated each other and all this other kind of stuff. So we would be around each other.
He was 17.
You trying to say God didn't exist when she was 17? Yeah,
well, I'm saying she got her car. She got her car real fast.
No, no, I got.
We're talking three times that time. What are we talking about?
Kev, it's coming, man. You gonna listen? When you finally open your eyes and see who it is, it's gonna be amazing, bro.
Yeah, and that first kiss. Amazing.
You know what's funny?
I can't wait for the wedding.
I know.
Yeah, I might be sick.
Kev, like, yeah, all right.
It's gonna be on a beautiful island somewhere. Look, he gonna send us invitations.
Festival too.
We can do it at Fire Festival.
You gonna do it at Fire Festival? Yeah. All right.
I would love to have another wedding.
All right, on Zoom.
Yes.
Yeah, on Zoom. Man.
Shut up, fools.
But no, I ain't gonna lie. Right now, bro, it's crazy because like, just so far from my focus. It's wild.
A lot of people are like that right now. It's because you gotta. I mean, it's always about making sure that you're right. You know what I mean? And focusing on doing the things that you're trying to get accomplished and all of that. Because at the end of the day, no one really wants to jump into a big relationship when they still got shit on their end that they got to take care of.
Hey, it's funny. I had this conversation with my guy. Mm-hmm. He cussed me out. He was like, you damn fool. He was like, wouldn't it be better or easier if you had somebody who was working towards those same goals with you? And I was like, yeah, I dig that, bro. But
but the thing is, you got to get that person on. I mean, that's kind of like a tough one. I mean, if you've been with the person for a long time, then, of course, hopefully y'all are on the same page. But just to go out and find someone now that's going to be down with you like that.
I mean, I dig it. You might meet them in the course. Like right now, I'm doing like a bunch. I'm signed up for so many public speaking courses, right? Mm. Like maybe you meet somebody in a public speaking course or something. I don't know.
Doing Toastmasters?
Toastmasters is one of them I signed up for. Okay. I did one, I think it was Wednesday night. I got whoever I get the best feel from because I haven't done it before.
One thing I can say is doing public speaking, because I took my job actually offered a Toastmasters course and we had to take it. And I had to give him presentation before. Yo, I was nervous at front, and I'm normally a people person. Mm-hmm. Like, I can communicate with anybody, you know, mm-hmm. but when I had to get in front of a crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And speak, unfamiliar. Oh, yeah. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
People you didn't really know. So, and my big thing is I'm a perfectionist, so I want to make sure I'm saying everything that is accurate, is correct, I'm saying it the right way, mm-hmm. and I'm making one of the big things that I do when I'm public speaking is I tend to overthink things. Big thing that I overthink is make sure you're making eye contact with everybody in the room. Pan in the crowd, you know what I mean? Pan in the crowd. Yeah. So, because you don't want to be talking to the same person, like, hey, you know, giving your speech and you're looking at the same person the whole time. It gets real weird.
So it's funny. The strategies in which I've heard are never to, unless you want to specifically identify with someone in a crowd or, you know, bring them up or on the stage or something, you never really look at the crowd. You look at all four corners. You know what I mean? So you pan the corners, making it look like you're looking at the crowd.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier on yourself. But,
and some people walk around. I will have to say this.
I like to walk.
Yeah.
I like to walk.
Some people will walk around, and that makes you, because then you're not just standing there and you don't feel like they're just staring at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, y'all know I'm affiliated with Kiss 104.1, the station here in Atlanta. So they used to have these festivals, flashback festivals, and they would bring me up on stage, and they would sometimes they would just hand me the mic. I just say, hey, Veronica, and I would be like, oh, my God.
I know why they do it, because you have an amazing voice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Thank
I love
you.
Listen, I love listening to my best friend on the radio in the morning. Every time I hear her, I'll be like, oh, it's my best my homie right there.
Oh, thank you.
I'll be bragging and stuff all the time.
I used to text her and call her Becky.
Yeah.
She said, yo, she sounds good.
But listen, so when I would go there, you know, it's so funny because I'm a behind the mic all the time. But like what you said, in front of that crowd and people, you know, they drinking, smoking, doing all of that, and they want you to, I was like so freaking nervous. But when I said the thing about walking around, I started walking back and forth. So I was like looking at the crowd, but not really. So it just got me a little bit more, now I'm comfortable doing it.
Ease the tension. It makes you more comfortable.
Exactly.
And also, I do not like holding the mic when I'm talking. I want a lapel mic. I don't want to.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
I like to have it just free because I like to move my hands. And
talk
you know
with
what
your
mean?
Hands.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, you don't want the onus of having.
Exactly. It's odd. You're holding it like,
and the funny.
Like a loser.
Looks stupid. Looks stupid as hell holding that mic.
But I think it's funny because, like, to me, your mic etiquette and the way you speak is, you got it. So that's, I feel like I got a whole speech impediment. And especially if I'm nervous, I feel like I'm talking way too fast.
You dig? So I got a question for you.
What up?
Are you going on a book tour?
It's not a book tour. So I do plan on leveraging my book, right?
Okay.
And it's funny because I had the opportunity. I sent out, you know, the fact that my book's going to be released on May 23rd. I've sent out to like a ton of people. And I had some of my friends reach out to me. And she was like, look, you know, I run two organizations. She said, I think your book will be perfect. She said, how do you feel about public speaking? I said, look, I haven't like done it. I said, but the only way you won't get better at it is by diving in. I said, I'm with it. So the moment she said that to me, I was like, I was online talking about public speaking courses. I'm not running from nothing.
So what you do is just do it. See if they should be, if you're doing it for a corporation, they're probably going to be recording it and just listen to it. That's why I do it.
I'm going to record it.
Like I listen to every show. I already know what happened. And I'm just listening to hear myself and see where I can improve it.
Yeah.
That's how you do it, bro. That's where you're going to find her, Kev. I promise you, you're going to find her doing this. All this stuff.
Well, you know, Kay, also what we can do is we'll bring in a crowd next time and we'll just have you just stand up and just talk to us.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, and one last thing, and then I'm going to wrap it up.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I work in the traffic center, right? So back in the day, before COVID, they would have a bunch of school kids come in and these children, you know, you're Veronica and I want to. And I used to be like, oh, my God, first of all, why are you here? But I would have to stand up and talk to them and sound like an adult. And I know what I'm talking about. And that, too, also helps. So when I'm saying that, I know it sounds silly.
No, it doesn't.
But if you have us and a couple of other people and we all stand in here and then you just like, hey, you know, I'm Kevin, such and such and such and such a. That could also
help
a little bit.
Let me explain everything. Because I've stood in front of 100+ people and spoke, but they were familiars because that was my company. They knew who I was.
Right.
They knew, you know.
So you were a little bit looser with your speech.
Yeah, much looser. I was that guy at the office, so I was comfortable.
Yep. Yeah.
Kids. And it's funny because the speech instructor I spoke to last time, she was like, you know, one of the most complicated people for her to speak to are kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. You want to know why? Because most cases, they don't care.
Yeah,
they're talking about.
But here's the funny part. They don't bother me. And I guess it has something to do with my background of coaching. I've always coached. And I, like, we have like 200 boys out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll stand up and I'll talk to them. I'm like, yo, this is what we need. This is what we need from you. Tell them what the program is. They don't unnerve me because I guess I'm accustomed to them. But as far as like peers, unfamiliar peers, I'm always like, shit.
Yeah.
Somebody, I'm finna slip
up. Well, what we gonna do, Mike? We gonna get a group of people and we gonna bring, he just gonna come in here one day and be like, who are all these people?
So going forward, Dope Therapy will be casted in front of a live studio audience.
Yes. I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to bother me either because I got y'all.
No, I'm like, let's show up late.
Let's go late, right? Just be like, Cam and a bunch of random people in here. Cam will walk in and be like,
walk right back out.
We're on our way.
Have a camera rolling and see what's going on. See if you start sweating over there in that corner.
What?
You know that show, Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, that show is hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Me and my son watched that for years.
Yes, that is hilarious.
Here's the funny part. I told the speaker that at the course, I was like, yo, I meant to wear all black. Because I knew I was going to like sweat out everything.
Oh, you definitely don't wear all white. I mean,
man.
No.
Listen, I had a blue shirt on.
That boy going to be soaking wet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On his arms.
Man, and won't have to, hey, can't wear no hat.
Oh, no.
Hopefully
the air conditioning will be on.
And if it's not, I'm leaving.
If it's not, then you, yeah.
If it's not, I'm leaving. I'm like, y'all can't participate. My hands were sweating the moment I pulled up, my hands started sweating. I was like, Jesus.
And then you're going to get to a point where it's nothing to you.
It's going
to
be smooth, man. Then you're going to start getting those corporate gigs where they just want you to speak for their team building.
All the pretty women.
Listen, we're going to speak it all into existence for you, my brother.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
You know what I mean? And that's where you're going to find her.
If that's where it happens, that's where it happens.
But you gotta get yourself. You need a silver fox, bro. That's what you need in your life.
What the hell is a silver fox?
Silver fox. You need an old head.
Enlighten me.
You need an old head.
Who?
Older woman.
Who?
Like an Angela Bassett or something?
Oh, I take it. Hey.
Oh yeah.
Angela Bassett. Let's reach out.
Look here, man.
She's married.
Lord.
I was gonna say we can reach out to her. What about that, Kay?
Hey, say less.
Okay, on that note, let's call that.
We're gonna get you
to my Miss Bassett. No, why?
We're gonna get you Jada Pinkett, mama.
Okay, so who are we?
We ain't doing no tables, homie.
Who are we?
We Dope Therapy, dude.
We are Dope Therapy.
Oh, man.
Peace, love, and hair grease shit. No red table for me.
Hey, man, listen, you know.
As long as it's not a folding table. Well, another show in the books, another crazy show, but you know we're always crazy. And whatever you're doing in your bedroom with certain objects and things like that, that's on you. Just don't end up in the hospital. That's the only thing we want. Well, we are going to not end up in the hospital. We're going to end up in therapy with Jazz Karis and her song Therapy. Until next time, we are Dope Therapy.
Hey, I guess you are. Yeah, you showed me. Told me things that you don't mean all the time. Fuff that girl, she don't know me. I had you more than I had myself. Try to be your friend, try to be your girl. Tired of being mad, tired of playing in your world. I'm a lot of things, but I'm not the one. Trying to give it time, all my life it is done. So say it's over, we're getting older. Don't leave me wanting, don't leave me hurting. Say it's over, we're getting older. Is this what you wanted? I'm so over being free, over therapy. Don't wanna be mature, I want you to feel hurt. Gotta miss you, babe, damn I miss your face. But I don't wanna worry your games. Don't you talk with that tone. Every part of you needs to leave me alone, babe. I was doing fine, yeah, I get it, you don't. Baby, you don't, and you never did. Say it's over, we're getting older. Don't leave me wanting, don't leave me hurting. Say it's over, we're getting older. Is this what you wanted? Say it's over, we're getting older. Don't leave me wanting, don't leave me hurting. Say it's over, we're getting older. Is this what you wanted?